Come, let's jump back in to our exploration of the Machshava of Shabbos. The exploration, the journey we began last week, we're trying to appreciate some of the meaningfulness of this mitzvah that's such a critical part of our spiritual nutrition, that the Ribono Shel Olam not only put it in the Aseres HaDibros, but told us that we need it every single week. And last week we began by asking a series of questions. So the Torah speaks about Shabbos in so many different places, particularly as we discussed last week, throughout Chumash Shemos. And so the first question came from the first major treatment of Shabbos in Chumash Shemos. The first time the Jewish people are introduced to Shabbos is in the context of the Mun in Parshas B'Shalach, and that is question number one. Why? Why is it that the first encounter, the first context for Shabbos for Klal Yisrael is Mun? And as Rav Chaim Friedlander pointed out in his opening essay on Shabbos, the end of Chelek Gimel of Moedim, we know it's not coincidence. Nothing's coincidence. But you can also demonstrate by going back to Parshas Bereishis, where Rashi quotes that is a reference to the Mun. Bercho b'mon, kidsho b'mon. So this was from the very outset, from Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already putting Shabbos into the scheme of Maase Bereishis in the context of Mun. So the Mun-Shabbos connection is very deep, and that's question number one. What does that mean? Question number two that we dealt with last time comes from Parshas Bereishis itself. Because the pasuk before that in Parshas Bereishis, Vayechal Elokim Yom Hashvi, Melachto Asher Asa, Ribono Sholom completes the Melacha on the seventh day. And Rashi raises the question, what do you mean completing the seventh day? Completing the sixth day. 6 days of Bria Solom. Isn't that the whole point? That Shabbos Hashem didn't do Melacha. We don't do Melacha on Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do Melacha on Shabbos. That's what we usually assume, but Shtet and Pasuk. So Rashi Alator raises this question in Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, and his second answer is, there was one thing missing. Everything else was created over the course of 6 days, but on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Menucha. And that's problem number two. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Menucha? Menucha is a lack of work, a lack of stress. It's Menucha is a chance to relax, to not do. So how do you create Menucha? Menucha is a lack of. Strange. So the first question is, what's the significance, the depth of the connect of the Shabbos Mun bond? The second question is, what does it mean to create Menucha? What's going on Shabbos? What's this Menucha Shabbos Hashem created? As though it's a thing, and not just a lack of. And question number one was from Bishalach with the Mun, question number two is from Bereishis with the creating of Menucha. That was the Melacha of Shabbos, so to speak. Question number three comes from Parshas Yisro. And let's pick up inside over here. Question number three is that the Parshas Yisro, of course, is the second major treatment of Shabbos in Chumash Shemos, Aseres HaDibros. And we know that the Aseres HaDibros focus on Shabbos, on Kiddush on Shabbos, not doing Melacha on Shabbos, the mitzvahs of Shabbos. But if you look at the Pesukim carefully, Reb Chaim Friedlander points out, the Torah doesn't just have a mitzvah on Shabbos, it seems to have a mitzvah on the other 6 days. For 6 days you work, you do all of your Melacha, V'yom HaShvi, Shabbos Hashem Lokecha. And Shabbos, the seventh day, you keep Shabbos. As though there are two halves to the mitzvah. It's not enough to be shoveis from Melacha on Shabbos. It's as though there's a requirement to do Melacha the other 6 days. And now, often, practically, there is. I need to work. need to get stuff done. See, you got to get it done during the 6 days because you cannot do it on Shabbos. But the Torah didn't have to tell me that. Just tell me, Shabbos, no malacha. I'll figure out my own that it, whatever needs to get done will get done the other 6 days. Here the Torah is presented as though this is part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shabbos, no malacha, and the other 6 days, davka do malacha. What does that mean? So those are the three questions that we raised last time. What's the meaning of the Shabbos Mun connection? What's the meaning of creating Menucha on Shabbos? As though Shabbos is a thing, a yesh, not just a lack of. And what's the meaning, another extension of Shabbos, as though you need to do Malacha the other 6 days? Three questions. So now Reb Chaim Freilander, of course, will, like any good Jew, answer a question with a question. As a matter of fact, he's going to answer these three questions with another two questions. Two more questions with both of which center around these psukim in Yisro. Right over here. Otsarach bir lashon hakasav. So Chai Friedlander continues. He's laid out these three questions. He says, let's dig into this a little bit more. These mysterious psukim in Aseres Hadibros. Od Sarach Bir. Questions number 4 and 5, as we said a moment ago, continuing to dig into these psukim in Yisro, will hopefully give us more insight into our opening three problems. The problem of Man, the problem of creation of Menucha Shabbos, and the problem of a mitzvah, as it were, to be Oved on the 6 days. Obviously, it's usually a practical necessity, but is that part of the mitzvah of Shabbos? Oh, tzarech bir lashon hakasav, asisa kal melachtecha. He says, well, let's dig into this business of the 6 days a little more. Shesh yisam tavod, asisa kal melachtecha. Do all of your melacha in 6 days. Hayim efshir lasos, is kol hamelach b'shisha yamim? Does anyone finish all your work on the 6 days? Not everything's done? He says, Shabbos comes. Yeah, it's time for Shabbos. It's time to leave the office on Friday. Hopefully you can leave the office early enough on Friday. You can get home, get ready for Shabbos like a mensch. But I'm not seeing Mosa. You're posek. At some point you gotta stop and pause, and you'll pick up after Shabbos. Depending on what industry you're in, you'll pick up, right? Maybe you can wait till Monday morning, or maybe you have to get back on Sunday, or maybe there are a stack of emails already waiting for you on Motzai Shabbos. It depends on what industry, depends what season, but whatever it is, I pause, I'm posek, below siyam, I'm not done. Achai Shabbos, yam shechba. Shabbos is over, and I'll continue. So how does the Torah say vasisa kol melachtecha? Say sheshes yam tavon, vasisa melachtecha. What's kol melachtecha? What's the Torah driving at? So he says, Rashi quotes, the Tanan were bothered by this problem. Even though the Tanam didn't have 50 emails waiting for them after Shabbos, but they also had work to get back to after Shabbos. So the Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, here's what the Torah is telling us. Kol melachtech, that one word kol, kishetavo Shabbos yehei be'einacha ki'ilu kol melachtech asuya. Shalot taharher achar melach. Shabbos comes, has to be in your eyes as though all of your melach is done. What does that mean? Shalot taharher acha melacha. Of the course of Shabbos, I shouldn't be thinking about it. Over the course of Shabbos, I shouldn't be thinking about it. So Rashi says, so Sifzei Chaim says, let's think about this. Let's work backwards through this one line, very rich mechilta. It says, number one, this idea of shalot taharher acha melacha, to avoid thinking about melacha, he says, b'Shabbos lo dai bi'iyasiya. The ideal on Shabbos is not merely e-asiya, not merely not doing, but yesh l'shbos gami machshava ba. Ideally, I want to take a break even from thinking about work. Filu lo laharher, lo lios asik machshava yanei melacha. It says, mitzad adin hirurim mutarim, as we say in the Zmiris. And it's not an iser, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but at the same time that it may, technically speaking, not be forbidden to think without speaking. If I speak about work, that's already asur medina. But if I'm not speaking about it, but it's in my mind, it's arguably mutter to think about work. But b'chol ofen ein zu menucha Shabbos ha'amitis al pi Torah. That's definitely not the ideal. And he sends you to look in Shulchan Aruch. And that's what this mechilta says. Now, the ideal is shalota har herach ha'malachem. Mechilta understands that this ideal of even taking a mental break from work, not just a physical active break and a verbal break, but taking even a mental break from the sheshes me'amasa, that ideal is already specified, alluded to in the Aseres Hadibros. Kol malachtecha. So that's sheshes yam tavod. Menucha Shabbos mechayeves shekol ha'melacha tigamer b'sheshes me'amasa. Everything's done in the 6 days. What do I mean done? Meaning, I'm not actually done. There's more to do after Shabbos. So how do I, in my mind, the fact that I'm not going to do malacha, okay, I'll sit on my hands, won't do the malacha. But what's going on in my head? How am I going to reach this level? That's tough. And he says, let's be realistic. So often, something, maybe you're able to finish a project before Shabbos, Matov. Right? We have an accountant on the call. Right? Accountants, all American accountants know, right? Depending on when Pesach falls out, vis-a-vis, depending on what field of accounting you're in, right? Where Pesach falls out vis-a-vis April 15th, or where April 15th falls out vis-a-vis Pesach. Right? So for those who do that type of tax, so it makes a world of difference. And if you're able to get in, if Pesach is April 17th, mamish, then you finish the work, and then Yontif comes. Gevaldik. That's not usually what's happening. You're mafsig bal karcho b'yemtza. Whether it's a socher haposeg b'itzum shal sakav agdom, you're in the middle of a negotiation, you have to put it on pause for Shabbos, and menahalin yanim chashuvim, tar b'sichas, telephone d'chufas, I have urgent phone calls, and at some point I have to say, Rabosai, I'll call you back after Shabbos. So I'm in the midst of a project. I'm in the midst of handling an issue. I'm in the midst of a back and forth. So he says, Chazal are actually giving us, and they see in the pasuk, a solution. A solution which itself is going to require some understanding. And again, we're still working on what we said with question number four. What's this kol malachtecha? I said, let's understand the mechilta. Ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. It's as though all of your malacha is done. That's Chazal's advice, and it's based on the pasuk. Not that you actually get everything done, but imagine that you're done. Imagine that the project is over, as though the work is done. After Shabbos, I'll remember that in fact it's not. But I need to imagine that. Okay. So if question number four was, what's with the word kol malachtecha? No one finishes all the work before Shabbos. It's very rare. So he said, look, the mechilta answered, it means mentally, imagine as though all the work is done. And that's going back to the mechilta. If you imagine ki'ilu, all the work is done, kol malachtecha, so then, shlo tahara achar malacha, that's the trick. That's the technique to be able to take a mental break from work over Shabbos. But then he says, this opens up a new door, a new problem. Question number five, what does this mean? You lie to yourself. The work is not done. Mativa shleitz azu. What is it? Other religions, you know, preach, teaching your kids that there's someone, there's an imaginary person who comes down the chimney. We believe our religion is a religion of emes. What do you mean? Imagine, pretend that the work is done. It's not. Chma tiva shal eitz hazu. Chiyazim shal pasak bitzuma shal avod and stavel damyein ul hashlos es atzmo. I'm in the middle of a project. So Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me mitzvah Shabbos and I will besimcha stop the work. But I'm also mitzvah to fool myself, deceive myself into imagining as though the work is done. He says, Havanin Aseh, He says this fifth question of what do Chazal mean? Kol malachtecha, imagine I'm supposed to fool myself. He says, Rabosai, this brief one liner in the Mechilta, this holds the key to really making sense of all of these mysteries. Once this is the key to beginning to unravel all of these puzzles. It's not mere imagination. Vayonach bayom ha-shvi'i. Kadosh Baruch Hu rests on the seventh day. Another one of those psukim in Yisro says, as Sfarado says, what does it mean Kadosh Baruch Hu rests on the seventh day? Shekvar nishlam kol ha-tzarech lahavi ha-mechuvin al ha-tachlis uvishlemus tihyeh ha-menucha. Kadosh Baruch Hu had already finished. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he already finished everything that was necessary to get things to the goal, and completion brings menucha. Now, things were still happening. That was just the beginning of human history. Kevan Shara'inu, Reb Chaim Freilander explains, Ki ha'adam she'pasak mimalachta v'chu lo mole machshav v'tachnios alasiyah. Adayin ei menucha sa menucha. Let's begin to put the pieces together. If I stop doing malacha, but in my mind I'm still thinking, I'm still planning, the gears are still turning mentally, that's not really menucha. What that means is menucha chitzonus ein dai, that it doesn't suffice to have just external active rest. Shalvas hanefesh hapnimis, abba mitoch shlemus, ya menucha amitis. A sense of inner calm is real menucha, and that comes from a sense of things are whole. Rak b'kach magim l'matras l'shemusa. Where do you see this? Shabbos. Because Shabbos, it says, after all, the Torah tells us that our resting every Shabbos is meant to be a chance to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original resting on the very first Shabbos. Sheisimei Breishas are over, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests. Because things were completed. Things were completed. What do you mean things were completed? But things are not completed for me. So he goes on to say the following. He says, Rabosai, Sheishes Yamim, let's continue those psukim there. Ki Sheishes Yamas Hashem as Hashamayim Vesaretz as Hayam Veskal Asharbam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. The skies, the heavens, the earth, the oceans, all sorts of life forms. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and we do the same. He says, but you know, there's a fascinating insight Reb Chaim ben Volozhin formulates in Nefesh HaChaim. And this is a very ancient idea that obviously predates Reb Chaim Volozhin's formulation of it. There's an ongoing process of bria. Kemo be'ez bria sa'olamos kulam. Kemo oz kol yom v'chol raga mamash. Kol koch mitziusim v'sidram. V'kiyumam. Tali rak b'masha hu yizbarach shemo mashbiya behem b'ritzono yizbarach kol raga. Koach v'shifas archadash. It's not this that Kadosh Baruch Hu at one point in time created the universe. We reject the clockmaker, the watchmaker approach, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe and walked off. We believe not only that Kadosh Baruch Hu continues to care and continues to supervise the universe, but that Kadosh Baruch Hu continues to make it exist. Bria is an ongoing process. And he says, the mashal that he gives, you think of a carpenter and his saw, right? The creator of the bookcase is not the saw, it's the carpenter. If the carpenter lets go of the saw, everything's going to stop. The wood that's being turned into a bookcase directly experiences the saw, not the carpenter. But clearly the carpenter is what's driving all of this. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Rabosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, efforts are on us, but results are on the Ribono Shalom. He quotes a beautiful comment from From Ramchal Mesil Shisharm, laid deep into Mesil Shisharm in the 21st parak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken care of our physical needs absolutely. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in Parashas Bereishis, in the aftermath of Eitz Hadas, B'zeh Esa Pecha Toch Alechem. Chayev Adam Lehishtadel Eze Hishtadlus. It's our panasas Shekein Gazar HaMelech HaElyon. Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision was that we need to work for a living. Efforts are on us, but results are on Ribbono Shalom. He says that was as it were, a tax, a divine tax imposed on the human race, that we need to work for a living. We need to put in our ishtadlus, but the results are not ultimately driven by us. Results are driven by the Ribbono Shalom. I want to turn the page for one last absolutely gorgeous line. Hanisayon la'adam hu im yisgaber ala hester. The nisayon is if you and I can overcome and overpower the hiddenness. Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses to hide himself. Efforts are on us. Results are on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, but Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses to glove his hand, to mask himself, to make his involvement, his supervision of the world, his management of our affairs, or Kadosh Baruch Hu makes himself inobvious. And one of the great nisyonos of life is to seek to notice the divine fingerprints, to not just be taken in by the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is inobvious and to think it's all us, to recognize the extent of Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives. And he says, that's what Shabbos is. It really is true. Kol malachtecha asuya. It's not mere imagination. Oh, imagine as though all the work is done. Well, who are you fooling? I have 50 emails to respond to after Shabbos. Not just what comes in over the course of Shabbos. I know now, I'm in the middle of a project. I'm in the middle of a conference. I'm in the middle of dealing with a client. I have a patient that I have to get back. Whatever industry I'm in, there is malacha to do. So what do you mean, imagine kilo kol malacha t'chosuya? Says Rav Chaim Freelander, gewaldik. It's not nonsensical imagination. Adrabah. It's recognized that it really is kol malach techosuya. Of course I have a chiyav ishtadlus. And of course my chiyav ishtadlus demands that I get back to work when Shabbos is over. But on Shabbos itself, I pull away the curtain and recognize that in truth, kol malach techosuya. Because in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects effort from me. But in truth, results are on him. Which is something I focus on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day to focus on the fact that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects my Ishtadlus, but ultimately results depend on someone far more effective and far more reliable than myself. Results depend on the Ribbono Shalom. And on Shabbos, I focus on that truth, that it is kol malachti asuya al yedei acherim. Ultimately, the results depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll come back in Mir Tshem next week to complete this picture and to take this awareness back to the earlier questions. This awareness, and let's recap, this awareness that the essence of Shabbos is to bring into focus the fact that, yes, I have a chiyuv hishtadlus, but results are on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shabbos is the day when we focus on that, but actually not doing ishtadlus. And Shabbos is the day when we focus on the fact that even during the 6 days that we are doing ishtadlus, we're doing maaseh ishtadlus. Results, totsos, chalos, if you will, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that could be a source of profound calm and profound menucha. In Ritzem next week, we will bli neder complete this picture by taking this insight about how Shabbos is a way of reminding us to make sure that we're understanding Hishtadlus in proper context, in proper perspective, that Shabbos is a day of regaining accurate perspective on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an accurate perspective on a healthy, positive, holy perspective on work. That awareness and that appreciation of this subtle and important aspect of the thought and the ideas of Shabbos, we'll take that back, Mitzvah Shem, next week to return to the earlier questions, to return to the question of why do the Pesukim and Yisro stress that doing Malacha on the 6 days is as though it's the working on the 6 days is an aspect of Shvisas HaShabbos. We'll take it back to Bereishis to understand what does it mean that Menucha needs to be created, something that I think we're already beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of that. And finally, to understand why Mun is not just by happenstance when the Jewish people first came across Shabbos, but it's very fundamentally and essentially the perfect staging ground for Shabbos and the perfect first context for the Jewish people to learn about Shabbos, specifically in the context of the Mun. We'll see how this idea of Shabbos as a chance to refresh, to reboot, to recalibrate a proper perspective on our work and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives, how that's going to answer, Mitzvah Shem, all of these puzzles. We'll return to and complete this journey next week. I both say thank you so much for joining.